The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Going on, people. Welcome to Throwdown episode 139. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and I'm joined by Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
What up?
And Adam Vale.
Programmer for life.
For life. We're a little understaffed tonight. No Manny action. He's like visiting a friend somewhere like Pittsburgh, I believe. So no Manny action tonight. Brian, we don't know where he is, and Brett said he'll be here later. You know, he's got some shit to do. I think he has some work shit to do, you know, so he'll join us when he's going to join us, you know. So a couple of things here before we start. I want to give a shout out to R-Truth 2099, man. He gave Throwdown some love. He goes, I love your content and podcast and always look forward to all your content. So thank you for all you do, man. So yeah, I wanted to give this dude a shout out. Very fucking awesome, you know. I also want to wish a belated birthday to our awesome moderator, Kristen. You know, I completely forgot it was your birthday. I'm sorry about that. So I want to wish you a happy birthday now. And thank you for keeping that fucking chat room clean. You know, crazy motherfuckers get in there, you know.
Dirty talk.
I think now she's just started outright like banning people if they like fuck up once, which is what I've been doing the whole time. So that's fine. You know, like whenever I have to moderate, I'm like, the whole time I think I'm like, fuck that, get out of my house. You know, I don't tolerate that bullshit. So thank you for her. And also I want to give myself a quick shout out. I've been like, I couldn't talk about this shit for a while. I can finally do it. Your boy wrote a review for IGN, man. I reviewed a keyboard.
Moving on up.
You know, so hopefully, I mean, they already say, you know, we'll get some more shit for you to review. So very fucking cool. So now I'm on 3 Ziff Davis sites officially, right? Geek.com, which is my main one, obviously. PC Mag. I haven't really written too much for them in a while. And then now IGN. So pretty fucking cool, man. Give me that money.
Oh, well, here's a question. Did you like the keyboard?
Yeah, the shit was dope. I liked it. I gave it a 9 out of 10.
Oh, there you go. Oh, I see. There you go. Now you're making everybody happy because then the creators will be like, oh, we love that review. Get that guy to review our other shit.
You know, it's great. And by the way, since it's IGN, there was already like a ton of fucking comments. I'm like, okay, I wasn't prepared for that so fast, you know?
Oh, yeah, man.
But I'm not going to go through all that shit. I don't know those motherfuckers. You know?
Wait, they'll look you up, man. They'll find this show, too.
Yeah, they probably will, you know. So yeah, pretty dope shit. Hopefully I have more stuff up there. So go to my Twitter, you know, I put it as like the pinned thing. Everybody can check that out, you know. All right, so this week is a little bit different because there wasn't really anything big happening, you know. So we're kind of going back to old school formula with Throwdown this week, where we just talk about a bunch of random shit, right? So this thing happened, I think it was over the weekend, a little bit after E3 happened. But very funny nonetheless, right? So basically, the guys over at Respawn, you know, they're going to bring over Titanfall 2 to the Xbox One X, right? And during, you know, their test or whatever, they found out that at certain points in the game, the shit goes up to 6K, right? They're like, oh, okay, that's pretty interesting, right? But of course, you know what happened, right? The Xbox fanboys say, oh, shit, that's it. The system's capable of 6K. It's fucking over. You know, I'm like, you guys are fucking dumbasses. Here's a couple of things you got to consider, right? First of all, Titanfall 2 is not a graphically intensive game, right? It runs at 60 frames a second across the board, right? Why? Because there's not a lot going on. It's mostly a corridor shooter. It's not a big, expansive, open world game, right? And then the other thing, and I just found out about this, but it kind of makes sense now that I think about it. It's running off a variation of the source code, right? Is it called the source code? The shit that Valve always uses, right?
The source engine.
Yeah, Source Engine. Thank you. That I knew I was fucking it up. So the Source Engine, which is one of the most highly optimized engines out there, you know? So I'm like, okay, that's why this shit is jumping up to fucking 6K, right? And then, of course, you know, the last thing is like, okay, why are you guys getting excited for a quote-unquote 6K game? Please buy me a 6K TV. Where can you find one? I can't find a 6K TV, you know? So I just find it funny. Now they're expecting like all the games to be run. Listen, and I'm going to tell you this right now, even though Titanfall 2, you know, can run at 6K at certain points, I'm pretty sure when they finally finish up the game, they're going to make sure everything comes back down to being 4K standard or close to 4K. Because remember, the main thing with Titanfall 2 is they want it to run at 60 frames consistently. So if there's spots in the game that are like really like intensive or whatever, they're probably going to have to use some dynamic scaling or whatever to keep that 60 frames, you know? So don't expect 6K, 60 FPS in every fucking game, you know? But it's just ridiculous. I just want to know what you guys think about that. You know, the power of the Xbox One X.
Well, it's ridiculous, like you said. I mean, that engine is, 15 years old? How old is it?
It's now? Fucking old. It's ancient, yeah. You know?
I'm thinking when I played Half-Life, it, from original Half-Life, was at 99? So it's 18 years old?
Yeah, holy something shit. Like that.
You know, and yeah, like you said, it's very highly optimized. It's been changed over the years, but they haven't gotten rid of it. They've just been updating it all this time. And also, yeah, okay, so if parts of the game can run at 6K, whoop-de-doo, you can't see it.
Exactly.
You, unless you want to go pay Apple, you can buy one of their 5K monitors for $3,000. So, and it's Apple, by the way. So I don't know if that's breaking some kind of Microsoft religion or something, but you're not going to see it. And even with a pixel fill rate that high, it can't run at a high frame rate. So there's trade-offs, guys. There's always trade-offs, especially with, what am I going to say? Like reduced price hardware. Like this is a cost versus power thing. If you want to run at that kind of power and fidelity, you better buy something that a hip hop gamer would want to put together. You know, like his dream machine.
By the way, quickly, Diesel78, who was also a show on Watson, he's saying that people aren't excited about the 6K. They're excited about the downsampling. But again, like you said, it's like, you're going to get to a point where you're not even going to notice a difference. Let's just be honest.
You're not going to notice a difference. Also, a lot of people still aren't on 4K television. Exactly. So, and then what do they do, right? You're downsampling all the way to that and you won't see a difference. So, it's not a big deal. This definitely isn't ammo for any type of like pissing contest. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. By the way, I'm glad you bring up the whole downscaling thing, because I have a pretty decent sized TV, 52 inch TV, right? Yeah. When I flick between 1080p and 4K or checkerboard rendering on, you know, like Horizon, for example, I don't notice a fucking difference.
Yeah.
Most of these guys, like if you're on a 1080p TV, downsample that shit, you're not going to notice any fucking difference. I'm just being honest, you know? Chris, you're going to say something else, man?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, this isn't the game. Like, we shouldn't be battling over this anyway, but pick your battles. This isn't the game to post a flag like Scorpio's this superior, awesome piece of hardware. Like, it's a port, right? It's a port of a game where you could play right now. So,
yeah, I'm pretty sure you can play Counter-Strike on 6K.
Yeah, I know, right? Project that shit on the moon. That should be big enough to house that kind of resolution. You know, it's silly. It should be about the games. Like what I really want to see running at high fidelity and a high frame rate to show off to really is Microsoft should produce this is Crackdown, right? All the things they promised in Crackdown from E3 2014 till now should be realized on that box. None of that cloud bullshit. This should be, it should be like, oh, the Scorpio is powerful enough to realize the destructible environments and all this other stuff. So that's what I want to see. That'll be the proving ground. It's not Forza. It's not this. It has to be a real, I'm not saying like it's not that Forza is not a real game, but it's a racing game, so it's a different type of restraints and requirements for that game graphic wise versus a shooter with dynamic environments, and that's where it has to shine.
Yeah, Chris, but I mean, in order to have better describable environments and stuff like that, you would need a better CPU, which is a compromise that Microsoft decided to take when they decided to architect the Xbox Scorpio. So I don't think we're going to expect better AI, better destructible environments, better physics.
Oh, no, no. Well, the AI, no, I wouldn't expect that. But the destructible environments, yes, unless you're going to walk it back. You better start walking it back now.
Yeah, we'll see. They're just trying to fill the more of a picture now with the better graphics card. But, you know, like 6K, 4K, does it really matter anymore? Like, if it
matters for people that want to argue that it matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter for everyone else. It doesn't matter.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people arguing about it don't even have a 4K TV, you know, but it's that whole, well, when I do get it, I was like, yeah, well, when you do get it, you're going to need one that has that 6K and 8K. You know what I mean? It's like, it's always going to be something new.
Well, I say the same thing to Xbox guys. I say to Nintendo guys, any other zealot, like, you don't need to fall on your swords for these guys. Microsoft doesn't need your help or your, you know, it's, you should be holding their feet to the fire to provide you with the experience that they promised, right? And if they can't, guess what? You go to another product. That's how competition works. You would go get a PC in that case if you want that high fidelity, high frame rate, and you build what you want, you know? But you don't blindly support a brand. Like, at the end of the day, it's a fucking box with circuits in it that plays video games, right? If they make promises and they can't keep them, maybe it's time to go to another plastic box with circuits in it that maybe can give you the experience you want.
Yeah, by the way, this is slightly off topic, but it's still on it. I find it funny that the same guys that were they shit it on Digital Foundry, right? They hated them because they showed that the Xbox One was, you know, not really having games at 1080p, right? Then they suddenly loved Digital Foundry because they showed what the Scorpio is all about. Now they're going back to hating on Digital Foundry because when they talked about this whole Titanfall 2 situation, like, yeah, the game can run 6K at some point, but that's not going to be the entire game, and it's probably not what you're going to see across other games on the system. Now they're saying, oh, it's Pony Foundry again. I'm like, because they're telling you the truth. They're in bed with Sony. That's fucking dumb, you know? Like, let's just be honest. Anthem, checkerboard rendering, fucking Assassin's Creed, checkerboard rendering, and I guarantee you most third-party games are going to be checkerboard rendering too, you know? But then again, now suddenly, checkerboard rendering is the greatest thing on earth. You guys shitted on it for a year. Now you fucking love it, right? The hypocritical nature of fucking these guys, man, is sickening, you know? But there you go. But you're right, Chris. Like, why are you using 6K for your fucking ammo? You don't have a 6K. There is no such thing as a 6K TV. Why are you, like, stressing it? It makes no fucking sense. And let's just say, theoretically speaking, you did have a 6K TV. How big does that shit need to be? Like, fucking over 100 inches so you can actually see the difference? Come on, man. You guys are being ridiculous right now, you know, over fucking consoles, you know?
Send us a picture of your 6K TV and you'll have a whiff of a point.
Yeah, exactly. Bring those pictures right now, you know, please. Oh, man. Adam, you got anything to say about this, bro?
It's just, you know, it's just what people want to argue about. They'll always find something, you know, and it is what it is. I mean, something new will come out. Yeah, 6K, 4K, whatever. I mean, it all comes down to the games and if they support it, you know, and are they going to do it? But we already talked about how they're not going to do it because they're going to try to keep it, you know, on the same playing field. You know, you can't have one, even if it could do everything. You know, because if you did, there'd be problems. And a lot of these games are multi-platform, and these developers are not going to do that. They're not going to send one game out to succeed and the other one out to die. So,
by the way, yeah, like something I want to mention too is like we're not sad or we're like we don't care if it does 6K or not. The fact that we know that this box is not going to do 6K consistently on most games, let alone some games. And it's just something that we want to like put your expectations towards you. We don't want this like fanboy message to deceive most people, you know? So that's pretty much what our points are trying to get.
Yeah, that's what we do on Throwdown because you got, you know, idiots like Crab Gamer and all his minions spreading all these lies and, you know, misinformation and stuff. We can't be having that in the community, you know? All right. So let's move on to the next one. This is another case of pure PR bullshittery, man. I even did a Tony's take on it. We all know that there's absolutely no X-Men at all in Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, right? And we suspected it was because of the whole feud or whatever between Fox and Marvel Studios, right? Because Fox owns the rights to the X-Men movies, right? now we get an explanation as to why there are no X-Men from Marvel, right? And it's the most like ridiculous thing ever. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, right? I'm not gonna read the whole quote, but basically I'm gonna paraphrase it. They said that the reason the X-Men aren't in the game is because a lot of people probably don't remember the X-Men.
Oh, that's
bullshit. Oh my god,
that's what Marvel said.
Oh man, that's just unbelievably sad.
They said that they wanted to focus on more recognizable characters because, yeah, I guess I'm wrong. I guess Rocket Raccoon and Captain Marvel are more recognizable than Wolverine and Magneto. Shit, I guess we learned something today, right? You fucking kidding me? And then Capcom made things worse. They're like, oh, really, when you really think about it, you know, people are so, you know, these characters are just movesets, right? People don't like Magneto because he's Magneto. They like him because of his 8-way dash and stuff. That's what they really care about. And we have other characters that facilitate that. I'm like, come on, bro. They want to play as Magneto. Get out of here, man.
It's not an 8-way dash, because if you use another scrub character, let's say MODOK, and he had that move, you think I would have used him? No, he's a floating head. He fucking sucks. I'm not going to use him, right? You use Wolverine because he looks cool and he's badass and he's a badass move. Like, but you'll make it work because you like the character. You have to be attracted. It's art at the end of the day. Video games are art. This is the ridiculous corporate bullshit that was kind of afraid of when Disney bought Marvel in the first place is being realized now. They care more about the cinematic universe than any other part of it, and everything is tailored to promote the movies now. It's not about the comic books anymore, which is the source of everything. It's not about the comics, not about the games. Like, they don't care. That game is tailored to their movie preferences. And because, just like Tony said, that Fox owns X-Men and Fantastic Four, they are punishing those properties. They have cut off the comics. They're killing them off in the comics. Fantastic Four is done. They don't even make toys anymore. They announced they're not even making Fantastic Four toys. So,
Go ahead, go ahead.
That's the whole reason. If you're buying this bullshit that Marvel and Capcom put out, like, I feel sorry for you. This is complete garbage. You know why. You look at the steps, you know why they did it, right? So don't let them feed you this line. And I said it before when we talked about Marvel vs. Capcom on the show before. If you don't like that they left out X-Men, you let them know. You let them know. Don't buy this fucking game.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm pretty sure that if Capcom had their way, those characters would be in there, right? Because here's the thing. With previous games in the series, right, what happened was Marvel was like, hey, here's our characters, go nuts, right? This time, Marvel Studios is involved, right? Or let's just be honest, Disney is involved. They don't want those characters represented. That's what's going on. I'm pretty sure if Capcom made the game they wanted to, they would have had all those legacy characters in there. That's what they're calling them now, by the way. They're calling them legacy characters.
They know people want them. That's the thing. It's not like, oh, you know, nobody wants this shit. They know it. They're just trying to downplay it.
And to the guy who was arguing with us about anti-consumerism, this is that.
Oh yeah.
This is an example of that. You want real anti-consumerism? It's Disney ignoring what fans and consumers want, what people who play the game want. It because of business reasons.
Yeah, there you go. That's actual anti-consumerism. You know, it's fucking bullshit. You know,
not only that, but I mean, just one X-Men, Wolverine, had a solo movie that didn't have X-Men in the title. It just had Logan and made $600 million worldwide. So, like,
wanted him in the damn game.
Who are you talking about?
Logan.
You mean the Logan movie?
I never heard of him.
Well, yeah, man.
Oh, what the fuck is that? What are you talking
about? That indie film? He's a
crazy Canadian guy, you know.
Yeah, I never heard of these X-Men. I never heard of them.
They just released a movie last year called X-Men Apocalypse. I heard of it.
Marvel says I never heard of these characters, man.
It's based off of a Korean porn. It's really not.
Sex-Men?
Look, and
it's just such a bullshit thing, man.
You guys out there who play these fighting games, especially Capcom fans or whatever, like, you should wake up and not support this, because these guys are screwing you. That's what this is. It's not in a grand scheme of, like, you know anything else, but in this game they're screwing you because they want to punish another studio.
Right? Yes.
So there's a business war going on, and they want to. We're the ones who lose out. we lose out on characters, we can't play them, and it's tailored to the movies, and they're giving us that experience, and fuck what we think, because they have to have a feud with Fox. So how you want them to understand something? They understand money. That's the only thing that suits understand. So make them understand that.
Yeah, hold on. Quick thing, because Diesel says, you can't knock Marvel, though. Fox isn't playing nice. This isn't a Fox decision. Here's the thing, and people don't seem to understand this. Fox only owns the rights to the movies. You could easily have every fucking X-Men character in this game if you wanted to.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, that's what you're not understanding. They could have the X-Men in this game right now. No legal bullshit, no nothing. Just like Tony said, it's just the cinematic stuff that Fox has the rights to.
If Marvel wanted to, they could throw all the X-Men into fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Fox doesn't own the fucking TV rights to X-Men. They only own the movie rights.
They could do an animated show. They could do whatever they want outside of movies. So that's what you're not understanding. They are making a conscious decision, a purpose decision to exclude them because of the cinematic stuff. Because of that.
That's all it is. They're being petty. They're like, oh, fuck. We don't own these characters in the movie, so fuck them, you know?
And by the way, I guarantee you that most people know more X-Men characters than they do fucking Street Fighter characters.
That's a fact, you know? But again, this is so we want to have more recognizable characters like Captain Marvel. Who the fuck knows who Carol Danvers is? Let's just be honest. Unless you've been reading comics your whole life, you don't know who the fuck Captain Marvel is. Let's just be honest. Everybody knows who Wolverine is. You know, you could go your entire life without reading a single comic. You'll know who the fuck Wolverine is. Right?
Everybody, even if they didn't even know who Cyclops is, they saw Deadpool and then they know who he is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no Deadpool in this game either. Deadpool was in the last game. He's not in this one.
Heck, Magneto is like one of the most popular characters.
Exactly. He's not in the game. Not only is Magneto one of the most popular characters, just, you know, as a character, he's one of the most popular characters in, you know, for the fighting game community. They love that guy, you know, but no one's ever heard of him, you know.
I feel like this is a half-assed game. I mean, for people like us that know the characters in that universe, it looks half-assed.
Well, also, it looks bad. The voice sync is bad. The character animation is bad. The designs are bad. And that is Capcom's fault.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on there, man. And they dropped the ball with Street Fighter V, too. It's like, come on, guys. You know? I don't know, man. Anyway, let's move on here. So this is a story that Adam wants to talk about. He's fucking pissed, right?
Okay.
Now, let me set it up for you guys, right? So basically, last year when Infinite Warfare was announced, right? Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, right? One of the big deals was that it came with Call of Duty 4, right? Yeah, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare. Problem is, you had to buy the game in order to get Modern Warfare 4, you know, 4 or whatever. Like,
remastered.
Yeah, but basically they forced you to buy the game, right? Or whatever. Mm-hmm. Not really forced. You know what I'm saying? They bundled
it. Yeah, it was bundled.
But, you know, so people are like, yo, can we get it solo? Can we please get it solo? So they're finally doing it. They're giving the game solo. But there's a big asterisk there. So, Adam, what the fuck is going on, bro?
Big but is that what we've come accustomed to when it comes to these remasters is that you get all the goodies, right? It's an old ass fucking game. It's like 10 years old. When these games come back, like we've seen with BioShock and stuff, give us everything. You know what I mean? Throw in all this goodies and all the stuff that was done after DLC, throw it in. No, they want to charge. They want to charge $14.99 for this variety map pack. A variety map pack, when it was originally released, was $5 less. They want to charge us more, and they want to say, oh, well, you know, we did some touch-ups. That's great, but you have to convince us. Remember, you have to convince us to get this. There are newer shit out. You know, some people are nostalgic, but not everybody wants to run back and start shelling out 40 and then another 15, you know what I mean, for something that's old. So it's bullshit. The fact that they're even thinking of doing something like this, and I shouldn't really be that surprised because guys, people that watch the show know that when they did the Marvel Ultimate Alliance, I was bitching about that too because their DLC characters were not included in that, you know, and they were expecting to release that as paid DLC. People flipped out and they said, oh, our bad, and then they pushed it through, you know? So I have a feeling, I don't know if it'll get to that point, but I mean, right now, community is pissed off. If you look on YouTube, you'll see all the negative responses because this is just going too far. You know, it's like, fine, you tied this game down to this one version on this one console, you know, but then when you go to announce it, that's the other thing. It's not even coming to Xbox, you know, for I don't know how many months, but it's still even this remaster, which is a way after the original release, is still time delayed. You know what I mean? It's like, this is ridiculous. You know, I don't understand this. I thought it's like third parties and stuff are supposed to be like, you know, part of the team and want to make money and doing stupid shit like this on both ends, charging and then for for map packs that we've already played and for that amount, not throwing it in a remastered, creating a remastered, not putting it on your on other platforms, just sticking it to one. It just doesn't make sense, and it just makes them look bad. And when they talk to people, when the other guy was talking about anti-consumerism and all this shit, this is another fucking example. You know what I mean? Because who's getting hurt by this? We are. You know, the fans, the bro shooters, the people that want to go out there and go and kill and prestige. And now what? Now they're doing these paywalls again for some old ass shit. Not right.
I want to welcome Brett to the show. Hello, Brett.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Nothing. I just jumped in the middle of this. I was like, what are we talking about? What's going on? Where am I?
The Call of Duty bullshit. Remember how they said they would never sell you Call of Duty 4 separate from Infinite Warfare? Well, yeah, they're doing that, but they're also like charging you extra shit for it, too.
They're charging you for map packs. $15. You know, and they were like, oh, well, we did touch-ups on it and stuff. That's great, but you're still trying to convince us to buy this. I mean, this is supposed to be like a thank you to the fans. Like, hey, you stuck with us all these years, you know, and you've been supporting us. So you know what? Here, we touched up one of the great ones. It's none of that. You know,
there's never going to be any of that. I've just given up on the idea of fan appreciation, except for the odd exception that proves the rule, like CD Projekt Red. Like, nobody cares about the customer base anymore. Nobody cares about the people that have been keeping them and their pockets lined, you know, keeping them well fed in their pockets lined for the last 20, 30 years. Like there's no consumer appreciation. That's a sad fact, but it's not the industry norm. And I've just gotten to the point where I don't expect it. And it's been a slow swing. It's, you know, I know all you think I sound like a broken record, everybody, when I said like, don't support this shit because they're just going to keep doing it. But I have watched to my slow horror as we've gone from a backlash on horse armor after trying to sell us the idea of, well, instead of giving you a sequel 2 years later, we'll just give you an expansion a year later and it'll be great. And we're like, okay, well, that doesn't sound too bad. And then the whole fucking horse armor debacle happened. And I've been screaming from the rafters, don't let them get away with this shit. And we've been slowly backsliding into it. I mean, there's been things like Evolve, which, you know, really had a hard backlash. But other than that, like, they're doing it because they can do it. They're doing it because Call of Duty gamers will, for the most part, pay for it.
I don't know. I think this is a test, because I brought it up before with the Marvel Ultimate Alliance, and they were going to try to do that with DLC, and people flipped out and said, no, we're paying this amount for this shit to come here. It should have everything. And they said, all right. And then they finally released it. I think this is another test. I think they're testing the community to see what they can get away with. You know, and the best thing we can do is vote with our wallets. Nobody fucking buy that shit. Boycott it, bitch about it, don't support it. You know, don't let them get away with it, because you know what happens if this goes through and people buy it? They'll do another one for Modern Warfare 2, and then they'll do the same shit with all the map packs. They won't just
preach it, brother.
They'll do all of it. You know, and then people are like, what the hell? What's going on? I was like, what do you mean what's going on? And then other developers would jump in on it and say, you know what? We're going to do a remaster too, but you know what? Going to start separating all that other DLC again and charging them again, and we're not going to make them special anymore, you know, and that's what they're going to do. So we got to stop it and just not pay for the shit.
Yeah. Hey, Adam, it gets better, by the way. I just found this out right now. Apparently, even though this is a standalone game, you still need your disc version of Infinite Warfare.
What?
Oh, man. Yo, by the way, I just got to be completely honest here. Hearing all this shit makes me so glad I've never played a Call of Duty game in my life.
You can't hate the Call of Duty. The game itself is a great game. They're fun.
But I'm just saying, if I were you, like, I understand why you're so pissed, but I'm like, yo, I'm glad I don't have to suffer that. Like I don't even know the word for it. You're feeling, I'm glad I don't have to suffer that.
Let me just put another disclaimer out there for everybody. It's like, I did get that version with the remastered, so I have it, and I'm still bitching for all my other people that didn't, that were waiting for this and then now have to experience this. I'm pissed for them. I'm pissed for all my buddies that are on Xbox who were like, yeah, we'll get it eventually, we know they're gonna do it, so, and then still have to fucking wait. You know, because then it's like a smack in the face to that fan base. Some of them, I'm sure, will walk away from the whole franchise altogether out of spite. Like, you know what? Fuck you. You know, I'll just go with Battlefield. I don't need this shit. You know what I mean, obviously, you don't care. You don't care about us. You know, and for how many years was it where it was like the place to be was on the Xbox? Remember, that was a place to be. You want your Call of Duty day one? Remember, they do those big launch parties, you know? And then now it's like, oh, we don't give a shit. Red Hat Stepchild.
Well, the place to be is PlayStation for Call of Duty now. It's just it just changed direction, bro. That's all it is. What's up, Brett?
I'm still trying to figure out exactly. Okay, so this
Brett, you look like a crazy person just walking.
Yeah, he's pacing. He's making me
sit the fuck down, please.
All right, sorry, I've been fucking working all day. Here, we'll do that.
Okay, thank you. You're driving me crazy.
I forgot. I forgot it was off. I was like, man, I'm gonna step out and smoke a cigarette because I just got off the phone with a client for way too fucking long.
Oh man, all right, go ahead.
Anyway, so this is a remaster of a game that's how old now?
10 years old.
10 years old. But you still have to have the original game from now, 10 years ago.
No. You need to have Infinite Warfare.
So now this is the thing, though. I thought that when they said it was getting released separate, that it was going to be like a digital download separate, and that you wouldn't need the original for the whole game. Now, if you have the original, you still need it for the map packs? I don't know. That's weird. So you're saying, because in a way, that's sort of forcing people to buy it outright. So let's say people skipped on the whole shit altogether. Infinite Warfare. I don't want that shit. I just wanted the remaster. Now the remaster is available, and you're saying they still need the other disc? No.
Yeah, how does that work?
That's what confuses me. Like, these are two completely separate games, right? Like, what is a remaster of a game that's tied to a current release? Like, so the thing that it's a DLC of...
Oh, wait. I think I understand this. I think people are thinking that now that it's gone full digital, that there is a full digital version, that they no longer need to use their disc to play the game that came on it. But you still need it because it's still tied to it. It's probably the coding. It still has it tied to...
Yeah, you still have to have it on your hard drive.
Yeah.
You have to have everything that's on your hard drive. So, here's the thing. I don't... So is this the equivalent of...
That's how they verify purchase with that, so...
Like, okay, so like a new Sonic game comes out, right? Like a new 3D adventure Sonic game, and they also come out with Sonic Mania, right? So,
Sonic Forces?
So this is the equivalent of Sonic Mania being a DLC for Sonic Forces, but even though it's standalone and has nothing to do with Sonic Forces, you have to buy and own Sonic Forces in order to play Sonic Mania. Like, this whole thing makes so little sense to me. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm hearing it right.
Yeah, I know. Did I hear that right? Because what the fuck? You know?
I don't know. Like this is going on over a year exclusive. This is going to be over a year exclusive now when it comes
to crazy.
How does this fit into the season pass? Because here's my question.
It's not part of it.
It's not part of it?
Nope.
Okay, that may actually not be a bad thing. I would really hate to see us start to set a standard where they're like, oh, well, we've just been working on this thing, so we're just going to shove it in the DLC to take up the space for your season pass. So we'll still be getting other DLC included with the season pass that is not this, right?
Yeah, no, in fact, Infinite Warfare just had some new DLC come out. So, yeah, no, that's those maps and stuff, that's completely separate.
Okay, so at least they're not fucking you coming and going. They're only fucking you one way.
Yeah, but I think what they're doing, they're fucking they're trying to get that nostalgia out of their fans because they see it. They see these people playing them. They know they're there. So, like, how else can we double dip on them? You know, well, let's give them some of the old shit. And I get it. Okay, that sort of
they're
makes sense.
To stay in the ecosystem.
You know, but then throw everything in there. You know what I mean? Don't start nickel and diming for all the map packs again. You know what I mean? I mean, most people are still playing these games on the original console that they bought the old version on, at least for when it comes to the network, you know? So they can see, especially if you bought it digitally, they can see that you purchased it. But they're pulling a Nintendo. We don't see it. We don't keep these things in order. Buy it again, you know? And that's bullshit, you know? And that's the one thing I have to give credit to Phil Spencer, who's saying that that's a thing of the past. And you're seeing with a lot of these 360 games and supposedly other things that come through and in the future, whenever you buy something, no matter what generation, it will carry over and it'll be there. You know? So, but then again, that's all Microsoft shit. Maybe Activision will stick to this bullshit game plan right here and don't give a shit if you own the previous version. They're not giving you any favors. They're not even going to throw you a discount. I'm like, fuck that. Pay all of it.
All of this is an argument for PC gaming, by the way. Like, none of this would ever happen on PC. The second the game looks dated, somebody jumps in with a mod texture pack that makes everything look better, and you just fucking keep playing.
Apparently, this is Real Gamer News saying this. My man John, he goes, even on Steam, you still need Infinite Warfare to play this game.
Oh no, this game, yeah, but you wouldn't need a remastered version of a 10-year-old game.
Oh, that is true.
Mod the 10-year-old game to look good.
Oh yeah.
That's a fact, right? But it's like with the whole BioShock thing. It's like, why do you need to get that shit on PlayStation when you can just get it on PC? You know, you're right about that.
Well, even when you top it out on PC, like BioShock, I will say is one of those things. I would be a sucker enough to buy a remaster. I'd love to buy a remaster on PC because I cranked up the settings to ultra years ago on that thing.
Brett, I have some good news for you, man, because remember how they remastered the games on console? Mm-hmm. For PC, they gave you the new textures for free. So
if you still have
BioShock, Brett, load it up. Play with
the new textures. Load it up.
I have BioShock for the PC, actually.
Well, there you go. You're good to go.
Shit,
Now I don't want to talk about Call of Duty anymore.
Speaking of BioShock.
Right, last thing. Go ahead.
I just realized because not only do I have the BioShock on PC, but I have the one of those PC versions when they were doing that weird Xbox Live Connect thing where you can sign in. Remember that? When you can log into a PC game but through your Xbox so then people can see that you're playing BioShock, the PC version, made a Gears. I have that one.
Well, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like that. But anyway, we're not going to move on around because I really want Brett. I need your opinion on this, bro. I just want to hear you rant. That's all. So we just did a story. You may have missed it, right? So you know how there's not going to be any X-Men in Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite?
Oh, I figured that much due to licensing and stuff.
Yeah, but it's not really due to licensing. It's more due to pettiness, right? But check out Capcom's. Okay, basically GameSpot, they interviewed Capcom, right? And they asked them, why aren't there any X-Men in the game? And Capcom said that Marvel told them, Brett, I hope you're sitting down for this one. Marvel told Capcom, we don't feel that the X-Men are necessary because people probably don't remember them anymore.
Wait. Okay. What? But
let me spice it. Let me spice it up a little more. They said, we want to focus on more recognizable characters like Rocket Raccoon and Captain Marvel.
And Captain Marvel?
Brett, just remember, according to Marvel, Captain Marvel is way more popular than fucking Wolverine and Magneto.
Oh, fucking of course. And where's Squirrel Girl? She deserves a headlining fucking movie too, doesn't she?
Yeah, go nuts, man. What do you
think? That bitch and everything. You just made Logan. You stupid sons of bitches. You just made Logan. And it was your first fucking success in a great while.
Well, that was Fox.
That was Fox.
I know. That's what people haven't forgotten about Wolverine. They just made a box office, like, record-breaking fucking movie about Wolverine. And like that extends into the second tier of the universe. Deadpool is technically part of the X-Men universe. So if you're saying you forget about the canon mainstay class A fucking characters of that fucking universe, you can't. Oh my god. Like Cable, the same way. He's not even a first rung X-Men, but people will know who the fuck he is.
And he was in the last game too.
And yes, this is all despite the fact that Fox has handled the property badly. All right, let's all be fucking honest. For the most part, Fox has not done a stellar fucking job. And despite this, and despite them pulling back on the comic books, these figures still remain in the public zeitgeist predominantly. How the fuck can you possibly even think that people are dumb enough to swallow this horseshit pill? Like, there's no – I do not understand it. You just point to the movie poster of Logan and be like, How many millions of dollars does that make? Yeah, nobody knows who Wolverine is.
Yeah.
And nobody's interested in his story. Like, that's the whole premise that sold that movie.
To be fair, though, it has been a very long time since the last X-Men movie came out, an entire year.
Ooh, yeah. that's because they have these bullshit deals that make them crank out subpar movies in order to keep the rights to these fucking characters. It's the reason we've seen such a bad, like, fucking slew of bad Spider-Man movies until finally this one comes out. And it's only because they're working with Marvel that it's any good. Like, I understand it. I get it. I get that you don't want to invest in characters that other people have the rights to and that you don't anymore. But stop being such a petty asshole. The Fantastic Four was bad enough, but at least it was kind of fucking understandable. Like, people got so burnt by those movies that it put a bad taste in their mouth. But the second you fucking tell me that Rocket Raccoon is a more notable character than goddamn Wolverine, at that point I'm just going to push myself off the fucking ice floe and die in the Atlantic somewhere, because apparently I'm too old to be useful to society, or I'm fucking crazy.
This was like the biggest case of PR bullshit. Oh, and it gets better too, right? Then Capcom added this, right? They said, oh, if you really think about it, people didn't care about playing as Magneto because he's Magneto. They cared about him because of his moveset, because he moves in 8 different directions. And as Chris pointed out, listen, you could have MODOK play exactly like Magneto. He wouldn't play him because it's fucking MODOK. Come on, man, get the fuck out of here. You know, that now Capcom's trying to say, oh no, they don't care about the characters, they care about the moveset, which I find.
Why even make an X-Men game? Why even make a Capcom game? Why not just make a new game with characters that have good movesets? Why even bother licensing the fucking characters to begin with if you don't think anybody cares?
Yeah, no, but they're full of shit. That you called that out exactly, and that's something I missed, and you're absolutely right on that. This is all about recognizability and cross promotion with the movies. And yet they're saying that bullshit.
Think about it like this. Every Marvel character, with the exception of Nova, is in a movie. Every single one of them, right? They didn't even try to go for a deep cut. And that's actually what they told me when I played the game hands-on. They said, we want to have, you know, like, we want to make this game, you know, more recognizable for everybody. So, of course, they're not going to go for the deep cuts. You know, by the way, I had some dude message me on the back end of this channel going, hey, can you sign this petition to get John Talbane in this game? John Talbane ain't going to be in this fucking game. They're not going to dig deep for the X-Men characters. They're not going to dig deep for the fucking Capcom characters either, Marvel characters, I mean. They're not going to go deep at all with this fucking game. By the way,
no, because right, this is all about movie promotion. Yeah, it's all optics. Yeah. This is Chris Redfield is front and center in that trailer because there's a Resident Evil CG movie coming out. It's all about promotion. They promote Rocket Raccoon and the Guardians characters because there's a movie out, right? They're promoting Captain Marvel because she's upcoming in the new. That's why they're doing this shit. It's all about promoting the movies. The characters that are part of the movies are front and center. They don't talk about the other ones because they don't care. That's why Thor is lame in that trailer. It's like he doesn't act like the one in the movies, but Thor's coming, so they put him in there. They put Spider-Man in there. It's all about promoting the cinematic universe. That's why this game is bullshit.
Also, off topic, but still something I want to fucking say. A note to you, Marvel. First of all, fuck you. Second of all, I don't give a shit about Captain Marvel. I'm pretty sure nobody gives a shit about Captain Marvel. And I understand that you're trying to cram the whole, like, oh, we need a strong female character down our throat. But here's a thought. Before you think about that, maybe you should realize the fact that you sold all your strong female characters to Fox, you fucking bag of morons.
Yeah, but again, we've had this conversation. You can't really fault them for that. That was, you know, they were in financial kind of turmoil.
They needed the bad.
No, but they need to make more deals like they did with Spider-Man. Like, fucking Rogue and Storm are two of the most badass female characters in the Marvel universe, right? They're recognizable. They're damn near one's a fucking god, and one is pretty much every other character's checkmate. Like the Achilles heel to every other character in the universe, but they don't have these mainstay characters that they really need to kind of fill out this whole diversity pie chart. Like, Marvel once upon a time had every kind of character that you can think of, from your kind of nerdy person who found a power complex, to your just rough, gruff murderer, to strong females, to that fucking random ethnic characters. Like, it had them all, but then it broke them up, and now you're starting to see does anybody give a shit about Captain Marvel?
I've read stories with Carol Danvers for like 30 years now. I don't give a fuck about her. She's a non-character. Let's just be completely honest. There's a reason her series keep getting fucking canceled all the time. You know,
nobody has to do with her.
Nobody gives a fuck with her. How many code names has she had already?
Yeah.
They don't know what the fuck to do with her. You know, now she's Captain Marvel. And she's like even a worse character than she used to be. She used to have some kind of personality back in the day, but now she's this like grumpy feminist bitch. You know, it's like, what are you doing with this character? Like, granted, she was already kind of nothing to be with, but now you're really making her like just like horrible, basically, you know, like unlikable. I mean,
their hands are kind of tied, because let's be honest, and this is, I've actually thought about this, like, all the best female characters do come from the X-Men universe. Like,
yeah, they do. Every Name, single like, one of them.
A great female, a great strong female character that Marvel has that's not part of the X-Men universe. Like
the only one I can think of is fucking Elektra. This is the only one, you know, Elektra, Black Widow. See, I'm already like struggling.
Wait, who's who's in that Woman Avengers?
Oh, She-Hulk. I almost forgot about her.
That's right. There was that mini. I was gonna say Emma Frost, but she's X-Men.
Yeah, she's not. I was gonna say Dazzler. I'm like, oh wait.
Yeah, also X-Men.
I was gonna say.
Well, and so also Greg gonna has say a really Storm, good but, point. But
yeah, no, Greg, you're 100% right. All the Marvel's strongest female characters are owned by fucking Fox. It's insane, man. It's fucking crazy.
Bad move. And now they're trying to shoehorn these B characters that nobody's ever cared about.
It's like the Inhumans.
Thor. Like the whole female Thor thing would not have happened if they still had full rights to their X-Men.
No, Brett, just to be fair though, all the X-Men characters are still in the comics. They didn't break them up in the comics. They're all still
there. I know, but like they're only investing in things that they have full rights to, and they're pulling back on everything else. So like I'm convinced that if they had full rights to the X-Men in movies, they would be doubling down and proceeding forward with the comics.
Oh yeah, I agree with you. Same with the Fantastic Four; they still be around. By the way, I need to say, I know this is about movies. I need to say, so you know what they're doing? What Fox is doing with the Fantastic Four now? Because remember, like you said, Brett, they need to keep on pumping out these movies. They're gonna make a family-friendly Fantastic Four movie now.
Why family-friendly? Like, everything in the fucking industry is leading towards people don't want shitty PG-13 gritty. They want you to just be real, not pull punches, swear every once in a while, and if you're going to kill somebody, for God's sakes, show a little bit of fucking blood. Understand that your audience is mature enough to handle R-rated content, and oh, by the way, even people under 17 can watch an R-rated movie. I was watching Alien when I was 8, all right?
Yeah. I know lots you know?
Whose kids, like, it just means you need to be supervised. You're not going to lose on as much as you think. Like, you can have a rated R movie that is still family friendly. Just leave like gratuitous beheadings and rape scenes and shit out of it. And for the most part, like, people will enjoy it. Like, people like the people that listen to this podcast. And I would imagine, as with a lot of my friends, like, once their kids are old enough, they absolutely love to share. My buddy, Colby, we all know Colby. His daughter watched Deadpool recently, and I was like, that's amazing. And I was like, what'd you think? She's like, oh, she thought it was awesome. Like, you don't need to make a family-friendly movie to try and reach a wider audience. You need to make a quality movie that people want to show other people. That's how you make get a wider audience.
What amazes me is that Fox saw the receipts from Deadpool. It is still the highest-grossing X-Men movie. It still is over Logan, right? And yet they're like, oh, we need to go family friendly. You guys are fucking idiots.
You're insane, man. But anyway, let's move on, man. So I wanted to get your thoughts. I knew you were going to go off on that shit. Holy fuck. All right.
Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. Next up here is this one shouldn't surprise anyone. There will not be any DLC for Mass Effect Andromeda, you know, and here's the funny thing. Basically, this firm that's in charge of handling DLCs for other companies, this guy tweeted it. No, he didn't tweet it. He posted this on Facebook that he's like, oh yeah, the story DLC has been canceled. Then I'm guessing BioWare had him take that shit down, which kind of confirms it's true then, you know? Yeah. So not surprised at all the game, you know, particularly bombed. I know it sold well and stuff, but it bombed compared to other Mass Effect games, right? The quality is just not there. I enjoyed the game myself, but the quality is just not there. So I'm not surprised. Basically, they're going to just focus on the multiplayer shit, and that's it. Like, basically, because there was supposed to be a subplot about the Quarians. They were supposed to be on their way to the Andromeda galaxy, right? You're not going to get any resolution there. Any other DLCs? No, none of that, which is crazy because every Mass Effect game before this always had really good DLCs, like afterwards, right?
Not this one. Better than the game.
Yeah, fuck, it's over now. But I just find it funny. It's like, oh, you had this guy pull his shit from Facebook. You just confirmed it.
I find it weird that they never offer or they didn't come out of the gate with a season pass, which leads me to believe that they had a feeling that it was going to go this way and where they were going to divert their resources, which then leads me further to believe, like, was this just a throwaway B-team game from the very get-go?
Maybe.
Like, the more I look at it, the more benefit I have to hindsight. It's, I don't think you guys really gave a shit about Andromeda. This is just kind of a placeholder game.
I think Anthem proved that. The minute I saw Anthem, I was like, that's where Mass Effect went.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That was immediately what I thought. I'm like, this is why Andromeda looks like butts.
Because now all the guys that worked on Andromeda, the guys who would have worked on the DLC, guess what they're working on, Chris?
The Anthem, yeah. They're putting them right on there.
There you go, man. You know? It's fucking crazy, but again, no surprise there.
What does this mean for the future of Mass Effect, though?
They already said it's shelved indefinitely. They already said it. It's official.
Yep.
On hiatus until further notice. That's what BioWare said officially.
Wow, that's pretty ballsy. I mean, hello?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
everybody quiet. It's like, thinking about all the games they've pretty much shelved KOTOR.
Say that again, dude. You cut out.
I was about to say, I'm just thinking of all the IPs that they've shelved, like Jade Empire, KOTOR. They really do that. They're like, here's something that people love. We're going to kind of ruin it a little bit and then abandon it forever. But like, you really think about the wealth of like IPs that BioWare has rights to, and then you realize the fact that they're not really taking advantage of a lot of them. Like, what BioWare is Anthem now? Like, what else is BioWare doing other than that?
Whatchamacallit? Dragon Age actually just announced that today. I didn't put it as a story though. Basically, the guy who runs Dragon Age, the same guy, Mike Laidlaw, he's like, yep, we're working on it. So that's what BioWare's doing now. BioWare's doing that and Anthem. That's their two games right now. They're actually hiring to make the next Dragon Age game. So there you go. So those are their big two IPs right now. Mass Effect, they put that shit on the shelf.
I can understand that. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, and the reason why it got so quiet, Brett, is because we're talking about the demise of three of Throwdown's favorite franchise. Like,
right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know. That's what I can't believe. Well, to a certain extent, like, the story, Andromeda proved it, the story was a little bit difficult to tell. Like, after you've had this, galactic-wide event, how do you, fucking continue a story without being obtrusive to that? They're like, oh, it takes place in a very faraway place. Like, I get that, and I get that it's difficult, but BioWare has some of the best writers, and they could very well write around that. They could even do like they did with KOTOR and be like, well, 1,000 years in the future, or 1,000 years in the past, or what have they. They could have put some time space between the games, but I'm just shocked that they're hanging this up, and it makes me really sad because, like Jade Empire, like, I don't know if this is going to come back. Like, I want another Jade Empire so bad. I don't know if I'm the only one, and I can't imagine that I am. But it's there. And again, with KOTOR, the same thing. Like, they went out, they made the MMO, which was not really a true KOTOR game. And then they just kind of said, well, this is the future of KOTOR forever. And they stuck to that. So it's really scary to hear BioWare say we're shelving something indefinitely, because they don't fucking mince words. They don't play around. They're like, they're second only to Valve and Half-Life in the sense that, like, people will be begging for games. They're like, oh, no, we put that up on a shelf a while ago.
Yeah, well, that's what's going on with Mass Effect now. This is a sad turn of events, man.
Anthem seems kind of like a spiritual successor.
I don't know about that.
Let's be honest. The big thing that made Mass Effect, in my opinion, was not just the world, but the whole, like, biotics, the Mass Effect field. Like, it was this weird allegory with the Force that they downplayed with more and more with each iteration until it became just this kind of space opera. So it seems like they're abandoning that facet and keying in more on, like, oh, here's, your space opera. I don't know if there's going to be any free choice in Anthem, though. Does anybody know that? Is it going to be
a
game, or are we going to have our classic BioWare, dialogue trees?
I don't know about that. From what I've seen, it looks like it's just another Destiny type of game. That's what it looks like to me. So I didn't see anything in there that suggested a story or dialogue or anything like that. That's why I'm like, I don't know about this fucking game, man.
The only dialogue we got was from like the players,
So, yeah.
It's like you don't have something in the game that's more interesting than that bullshit we heard.
Yeah, bro.
So it's more than likely it's not.
Yeah, and I still don't understand how the guy got his foot inside that mech with his boots on. Like, how did you pull that off? Shit makes no sense to me. All right, and we're gonna end things off on a little bit of a happier note. An inevitable note, by the way. We called this shit months ago. the SNES Classic Edition has been announced.
Oh boy,
who told you that shit?
I don't know if you said that. Happy news
a while ago.
No, here's the thing. It was rumored a while ago. Now it's official. You know, NES Classic. There's no fucking balloon fight in this shit. You know, here's the interesting thing about this, right? And this shows my ignorance, right? So I looked at this shit. I looked at the list. I'm like, Star Fox 2? Like, why the fuck would you put that in there? Did anybody even give a shit about that game? Coming to find out, that game never came out. I'm like, oh, wait. Yeah, you have an unreleased game? That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That game was put on the shelf for 64 because Nintendo 64 is already a thing. Right. So they canceled it. Yeah.
You know, so that's happening. But Nintendo was actually a little bit more straightforward about what's going on here. They're like, listen, we're only going to make this shit from September to December. After that, we're done. So they at least
it's just a few months. That's it. It's not even a full year. Not even 6 months.
Yeah.
We don't have the production facilities to spare for this shit. So get it while you can.
Yeah. So let's run down through the games they have here. These are the North American games. I'll run you through the Japanese ones. They have five different games than we do. Okay. So Contra 3: The Alien Wars, classic. You know,
nice.
Donkey Kong Country, of course, got to have that. Here's an exclusive for North America: Earthbound.
What?
Yeah, that's surprising. Yeah,
that's very surprising. What?
Oh, that right there might be worth the cost of the SNES. I mean, like, fucking Earthbound is unless you want to go emulators, like that's one of those games that if you try and play it or find a cartridge for it, you're gonna pay out the nose.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
I'll tell you a story. So at the Classic Game Fest last year, Kristen and I were there, and we saw it. Some guy had it mint in box, Earthbound, $1,000. Right?
Was it the big box?
Yeah, it was the big box. Yeah.
Oh.
I saw this dude look at it. Yo, he put $1,000 on the table right there. I was like,
oh shit.
I'm like, yo, check out Scarface. You buy this game, and you just pulled out money. But yeah, $1,000 for $200 for a loose one, we've seen.
By the way, I also have a Earthbound story to share. Completely fucking random, right? I go to LA, I'm on the plane, right? And you know, they got to help me out and shit. Everybody gets out of the plane, right? And one of the flight attendants comes up to me and, you know, he we started talking and stuff. He saw the PlayStation hat. He's like, hey, you like games? I'm like, yeah, man, I'm a games writer, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, man, like, I don't play games anymore. I used to love games, man. One of my favorite games back in the day was Earthbound. And I'm like,
what?
I was not expecting that shit. You know, I was like, or think about it. Like when you think I used to play games, right? It's usually followed up with I used to play Pac-Man and Mario. My man said Earthbound. I'm like, okay, that's very unique, you know. So we are pretty cool that game is coming exclusively to us here and also the Europeans. They get that. The next one here, a game that caused many confusion for anybody that's under 25 years old, Final Fantasy III. They're like, why would you put Final Fantasy III under? Why not six? I'm like, guys, Final Fantasy III never came out on the Super Nintendo, like the original one, you know. But this is the, you know, Final Fantasy III.
Super Fantasy Nintendo.
III. Yeah,
they don't know that.
Like, what the fuck is that? F-Zero, bring that shit back, please, man. Two Kirby games here: Kirby Superstar, Kirby Dream Course. I don't know, whatever. Brett, here's one of your favorites: Link to the Past. You know,
no, Kirby Dream Course is a shit, man.
I never played these games. What is Kirby's Dream Course? Is that a racing game?
I think it's like a golfing game, but like the
really?
But Kirby's like the golf ball.
Oh shit!
Yeah, man.
Interesting. That sounds kind of cool. All right, so we got Link to the Past, obviously. Mega Man X. That's for Riku right there. Secret of Mana, Star Fox 1 and 2. You know, okay, this one kind of annoys me. Okay, so we get Street Fighter 2 Turbo Hyper Fighting, which is a great game. The fucking
I'm sorry. It took a second to sink it. Did you say Secret of Mana?
Yes.
So
yeah, yeah.
Earthbound, Final Fantasy VI, and Secret of Mana?
Yep.
Oh, God damn it. They're already sold out.
Yeah, of course they are, yeah. By the way, okay, so let me get back to this. So we have Street Fighter 2 Turbo Hyper Fighting, right? Great fighting game. But the Japanese get Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo. I'm like, come on, man. They get the better game. You know? So that's bullshit. But here's another exclusive for us. And Chris, this is one of your favorite games of all time. I know. Super Castlevania 4.
I know, man. Game is so good.
You know, Super Ghouls and Ghosts. I think that's another exclusive for us. Super Mario Kart, obviously. Super Mario RPG. I know a lot of people like that game. Super Mario World, obviously, Super Metroid, Super Punch-Out, and Yoshi's Island, man. So that's a solid fucking lineup right there. But let's just be honest, this is Super Nintendo, one of the greatest systems of all time. So, yeah, and they picked the cream of the crop here. You can't.
But they went and got the cream of the crop this time, and there ain't no balloon fight in that list. Right?
Balloon fight, bullshit.
So you think this justifies purchasing at 80?
I do, with those games.
Because it is $20 more than the NES, you know.
Yeah,
the
but NES look at it this way, like. Even if on my Switch they allowed me to buy these games a la carte, I probably wouldn't be able to get all the games that I want out of this package for less than $80.
But they'd be on the go.
I don't think eight.
Yeah. Yes, but it wouldn't be on the go. $80
is too much.
You can't put a price on that, man.
I know.
Let me see Kunimata the Japanese on the train, man. That'd be pretty sick.
The train in Akihabara. You know, by the way, okay, so here are the Japanese exclusive games. So they get Fire Emblem, The Mystery of the Emblem, Legend of the Mystical Ninja, Panel de Pon, Super Soccer, and Super Street Fighter 2. The exclusives for North America and fucking Europe are, Earthbound, Kirby's Dream Course, Street Fighter 2, Hyper Fighting, Super Castlevania, and Super Punch-Out. I think we got the better end of the deal. To be honest, like, I know they have a better Street Fighter, but we got more better games, you know.
Tony,
yeah, what's up?
When did you say this like console is going to stop selling?
They said at the end of December.
Yeah, so I guess we can expect a virtual console to launch like early next year.
You know what? I'm gonna have to agree with you because didn't they already, Chris? You could verify this. Didn't they already say virtual console was next year? Didn't they say that?
Yeah, they did. The three initial games with the launch of the network was Balloon Fight, Super Mario World, and I forgot what the third one was. But yeah,
can I ask you guys a question? Which one of you guys actually played Balloon Fight back in the day? Because I sure as fuck didn't.
I didn't.
Okay, so we got one guy. Brett, is it worthy of being on this thing? Is it worthy of being on the same company as the other great NES games? Like, if you're picking just the cream of the crop.
Yes, in certain contexts, absolutely. It is
a fun multiplayer game. Yeah. By the way, the fact that you say in certain contexts already lets me know that it isn't.
let me put it to you this way. There's a game that's actually fucking huge right now at a lot of barcades that's basically Joust or Balloon Fight. And they are the newest arcade machines. They play, four players on each side. And so the idea of, like, when I was young, like, I would never play it by myself. But if I had a friend come over, like, yeah, we'd play and, have little battles and swear at each other. And, that was fun. So in a group or multiplayer setting, absolutely. And it's good. You're going to want to have a two-player game, especially when you have all these one-player, games. So that, there's a reason for you to have the second controller. There's a reason for you to show it off to a friend, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but Contra 3 is a two-player game.
Yep. And it is.
Like, far superior to Balloon Fight. And you also have Street Fighter, which is also a two-player game. It's multiplayer.
I would say a lot of these games are two-player, aren't they?
Well, no, yeah, Contra.
Yeah, oh yeah, for NES, yeah.
So
I don't have that list in front of me, but yeah, NES had a lot of two-player games in general, though, to be fair. But yeah, you probably can't get this shit, but the Super NES Classic Edition, pretty cool, man. And obviously, since we have some time to kill here, let's run through what everybody has been playing lately. Adam, man, what have you been playing lately, bruh?
Oh, shit. All right, so as you guys know, I finished Ghost Recon, did all that shit, but there's so many collectibles. Like, even right now, I'm like, I'm doing all this side shit. Like, stupid, not even just collectibles, just side bullshit. Like kill 7 guys with a C4, and I did that one. That was listed as an ultra rare, and another one is to kill 7 guys with a mine and stupid shit like that. Doing that, then on the Xbox, me and a buddy of mine, we're doing Gears of War 4, the story, something we always did. Didn't get a chance to do it, so now we're doing that. Also went back to Halo 5 Guardian on Mission 7. Now I'm trying to finish through that.
Then, hey, I thought we were going to play it together, man.
Oh, Joe, jump on. Then we'll do that. We can do that. We can still do that. And I think, Chris, you have it, right?
Yeah. I can jump
on. And there we go. We're going to have family fun time.
Family-friendly.
Family-friendly gaming. Look at that. Kill aliens, right? There's nothing wrong with that. And then, unless they're illegals from another country. So then, after that, and then I got to go for my pussy plat. You see, now, these guys, I don't know if you saw, on Tuesday, a certain game came out that advertised that it was the easiest platinum you can ever get. And you could, it says an hour, but it says for humans, 20 minutes. Okay? And this thing was 98 cents. And you can get a platinum. Now, Sony's already pulled this game. Right, but I was able to get it and download it, so now I can actually play it through. Now, the publisher said that it wasn't pulled because it's an easy plat. It was pulled because of the name. It said, like, I forgot even what the name was, like, five-star trophy achievement or something. It said something like that. Oh, man, I didn't even bother. Once I heard 20 minutes, I was like, I'm sold. Let me get it. What, 8, 9, 8 cents? That's cheap. Let me just get that. So it got pulled. But, yeah, I got that, and I'm gonna get that one out of the way, and then I'll just bury it with all my other shit.
Man, you gotta build some like self dignity when it comes to these platinums, bro.
No, I don't. Well, hey, I'm going for my Ghost Recon one. You see, I'm struggling with this one.
See, that's a good one. That's a good one to have. Not this.
That's okay, know, and I can bury the other one on top of it. Like when you look at it, if someone looks at a bunch of books and he's got a bunch of porn in it, but he's got a bunch of Shakespeare and other shit, the guy is a great reader.
Yeah, okay. Too bad.
Nobody looks.
I look at that shit on my fucking app. I'll see.
You can look at it. But most people don't bother. They look at numbers. That's it. Look at numbers.
I'll look at it, and I'll shame you.
And you can't. Oh, look at you. You were talking about shaming on the Xbox, and now you're doing it to me.
Yep, that's right. Oh. By the way, that's a little game me, Adam, and Carlos play. Like, we like to go on our Xbox apps to see how many of our friends are playing at games. Most of the time, these dudes are not playing games on Xbox.
Playing shit. Not playing fucking shit.
Netflix, YouTube,
TV,
Crunchyroll. Like, that's most of like the entertainment. That's
these dudes don't play games, man. It's fucking hilarious.
Not playing games. You know, and it's sad. It's really sad.
Look at the shit right now, right? Watching HBO in the main menu. You know,
thinking about why I bought this. You know, man, it's like, what?
Hulu, you know, Netflix. Come on, guys. Hulu. That's fucking Colby, too. Come on, Colby, play some games. Netflix. My man Max. Shout out to Max. You know, okay, there's a couple of games here, though. But I noticed that my friends play more games than your friends, though. I could at least find at least five every time, you know?
It varies for me. I realize it varies on the time and day. Like when I get toward the weekend, and I think that probably goes the same for everybody. More people are on. They have more free time. What about
PlayStation? You see dudes on that all the time.
That's different. PlayStation, I don't know if these guys ain't got jobs. I don't know what it is, but all hours of the day I'm playing, and a guy was like, yo, you got that. Go to sleep, man. Go to sleep. You know what I mean? It's like, I got a reason I'm doing this. You don't tell me what to do, son. And I was like, yo, are you the voice of God? And then, no, it's not him. No, this ain't
You know who used to be that dude? Riku used to be on 24 hours a day, 7 days. So he's like, yo, my man. Like, wow. It's hilarious. Anyway, you've been playing anything else, man? Or are you done?
Oh, no, I'm still playing shit. Let me see. There was something else. Of course, I keep playing FIFA. I'm a sucker for that. I'm keep playing that. And, I think that's it. Oh, and then, that's it.
Cool. All right, Brett, what have you been playing, man? Brett, what have you been playing / praise arms? I know you want to get on the soapbox and tell everybody why arms is awesome.
No. I mean, it's as much as I'm enjoying my Switch, I'm far from becoming I'm far from trying to evangelize Nintendo, and I really enjoy Switch. It's the kind of game that, Tony, you're probably not going to like. It's very much like Smash Brothers or Power Stone. It's a brawler. It's not really a fighter. But there's also not a lot of games that encompass that genre. So, yeah, it's a well-made, simple brawler. There's not a whole lot of depth to it, but it's a great game to play in between other games or for a little bit. Or, fuck, even if you want just a little bit of light upper body cardio, there's a couple times where I've gone through two or three tournaments and come out, woke up the next day and felt a little bit sore. So, hey, good on me for taking care of myself and not having a heart attack, but I'm still playing Disgaea, and that's not even a Switch exclusive. That's on PlayStation as well. Playing through that, I'm waiting for the DLC for Zelda to drop, because then I can finally do the Master Sword trials. The Master Sword finally becomes the goddamn sword that I want it to be and doesn't break every 12 hits. So that'll be awesome. Otherwise, I'm backlogged, waiting to crack into Yakuza, because I never actually got a chance to play that. And I think after that is Persona. So I have a lot of RPGs to play.
Very nice.
Right. I'm now second guessing whether or not I'll have the time to get any of my Disgaea characters to level 9999.
Oh, yeah. That breaks my heart a little ridiculous, bit. Ridiculous, man. The way you explain, like, that's like in super Inception levels of grinding in that fucking game, you know?
Yeah, but again, it's a very small, like, one of my favorite games of all times was Final Fantasy Tactics for PlayStation. And there aren't a lot of games that follow suit. Even this isn't the same. Like, you can't lose a character by having them die on the battlefield. That's one of the things I also really liked about XCOM. And weirdly enough, one of the very, like, I had completely written off the whole Mario Rabbids game. I was like, no way in hell. And then this last E3, I saw it, and I was like, holy shit, this is basically XCOM. And, like, they were interviewing the guy who made XCOM, and he's like, yeah, well, I'm more flattered than anything. This game looks really fun. And I was like, oh, shit, maybe to play this. But, yeah, right now I'm working on my backlog, so Disgaea.
Very nice. All right, Carlos, man, what you been playing?
So I've been playing Heroes of the Storm.
Of course.
Of course. I'm on a 6-game losing streak, man, so I'm hating life right now.
Uh-oh.
Other than that, I've been playing I started playing Nex Machina, like, right now.
Yeah, you're going to hate it. But by the time you come back to throwing your questions, you're going to hate it.
Oh, no, man, I'm already there.
Oh, you're already there? Oh,
shit. Yeah, I heard. It causes people to rage quit. I was like, what?
Yo, man, there's, like, these parts where you're like, how the hell do I get through this, man? It's ridiculous. Like,
you don't.
But it's fun, man. It feels pretty good. The controls are pretty good. It's a top-down shoot-'em-up game, so it's hard to, like, mess that up.
Yeah, Studio Mark, or I think that's how they kind of specialize in that. And Brett, I texted you this before. That game, Nex Machina, voxel-based.
Yep.
I know. I was really excited to hear that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, their previous game, Resogun, which is also on PlayStation 4, voxel-based too.
And as much I do like Resogun, unfortunately voxels are really demanding on systems, so we're seeing a lot of really simple games. But
yeah,
even on the game that you linked me, like, as I got into it, I could see, like, yeah, I can see the particle effects that come from, like, when something's destroyed, it breaks down to its voxels, and then the voxels are controlled by some kind of gravity. Like, it looks like it actually breaks apart into little cubes and actually falls apart on the ground, as opposed to just fading away. And I was like, oh my god, like, that's not anything revolutionary, and it's not something that's gonna jump out to a lot of people, but that's us starting to play around and be like, oh, look what you can do with voxels. Like, yeah, I mean, that's awesome. I'm so used to things just kind of fading away, or, you know, falling on the ground and then disappearing when the camera turns away from it. To see it actually just kind of crumble organically is pretty neat. So fingers crossed, you know, hopefully in 15-20 years we'll be all using voxels and have, you know, access to all kinds of different cool effects and gameplay mechanics.
That'd be pretty awesome. All right, Carlos, you got anything else, man?
Just wanted a quick shout out that the Steam sale. I bought some games. I bought the East Collection. I know.
Oh, shit. East.
But the East Collection.
Or Wise, as I used to call it.
Yeah, man, that was pretty cheap. And I bought a Shadow of Mordor, man, for $4.
Oh, like,
come
shit.
On, man. The Game of the Year edition, too?
Yeah, no, you guys got to get that fucking shit, man. $4, great fucking game too, man. Cop that shit.
I forgot Steam sale was going on right now.
Yeah, dude, I picked up a couple games myself. I picked up the East games.
Well, we told you. Yeah, sales are going on everywhere now.
Thanks, man. It's good shit. Anything else, man?
Nope, that's about it.
All right, Chris, man, what you been playing?
Hey, I've been. I went back to an old game in my backlog on PlayStation called Necropolis. And Tony, we saw that game at E3 in 2014. So it's kind of like Dark Souls, but it's a twist. It's a very light game. I think the dungeons are procedurally generated, and you only get one chance to get through it. Like, you don't. There's no bonfires. There's no respawning.
Oh, shit.
When you die, you start over from scratch. Right. The very beginning. So it's very old school. It's brutal. So I'm trying to get through that right now, and it is hard. It is very hard. So I'm hoping to finish that too. I don't know if I'll platinum it. I don't know if I have the fortitude anymore to do that. I'm gonna try, but I'm just trying to finish it right now.
That's crazy, man. All right. Me, I actually got through some games. I finished Persona 5 like a couple weeks ago, right? And remember, I've been playing nothing but gigantic 80-hour, 100-hour fucking games all year. So I actually managed to crank off 3 games in 3 days, bro. It was crazy. So crazy. I finished up Axiom Verge. I started that on a Friday, And then on Sunday night, I'm like, oh my God, this is great. Axiom Verge, great Metroidvania type game. Crazy fucking ending. Chris, you weren't lying about that. Like, what the fuck just happened?
Yes.
You know, so that was crazy. So I beat that. And then I was like, okay, let me play another game. I went to play Inside, right? Another mind fuck that ending. I'm like, yo, okay. Here's the thing. When I was playing the game, I'm like, yeah, this game's cool. You know, I'm like, and like, I know some people praise it. Even Carlos, you said it was your game of the year last year, right? I'm like, yep. Yeah, like, yeah, this is cool. You know, I like it. I like it. Then the last 20 minutes hit. I'm like, oh, I understand why people think this game is dope. You know, I still wouldn't, you know, call it game of the year. Actually, that's a conversation I want to have for another day, because I think I may have a mental block or something, because I would not get, I could not in good conscience give an indie game a game of the year. But that's just, you know, we'll talk about that some other day. But the game was cool. I beat that in 4 fucking hours. It was crazy. And then that night, you know, I was like, hey, let me finish up this Batman Telltale shit. Beat that. Got my fucking 64th platinum. Pretty happy about that. And right now I started playing this Valkyria Revolution. I'm a huge, huge fan of Valkyria Chronicles, so I had to cop it. But I heard some of the reviews were bad, right? But I'm like, okay, this Valkyria, it's going to be great, you know? Man, I played an hour of it. I think I know what they're talking about. Oh, my fucking... Here's the thing. Old school Valkyria Chronicles was a strategy RPG, right? You know, basically think of Final Fantasy Tactics, but in 3D. You know, you move your characters in a certain set of blocks or whatever. You have to stop and you have to really think about where you're going to, you know, leave your characters and all this other stuff, right? This one, it's a fucking hack and slash game. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It looks beautiful. Yeah, it looks beautiful. The story seems pretty interesting. It's like an alternate history to, you know, the original Valkyria, which is crazy because Valkyria was already an alternate history type of thing, right? So story seems pretty interesting. I'm intrigued, but that combat is the reason why Japanese, I'm going to be honest, the type of combat in this game is the reason why the Japanese like gaming industry kind of went down for 10 years. Just really generic bullshit, you know, which is very, very sad. So I'm going to be honest, because I'm going to put a stop to this game right now and just go play Nier Automata instead. I'll get back to it eventually, you know, but I'm like, if I'm going to play some quality shit, I'm going to play fucking Nier, you know, but very upset about that. But yeah, that's what I've been playing. Those 4 games. I'm happy that I could actually play 4 games within the span of a fucking week. Usually I'm playing one game for like 1 or 2 months, you know. Yeah,
when that one game is Persona 5, man.
Yo, man,
I can't believe you did that.
Yo, Persona 5, man, the game was so good. I think it took me like 100 hours, basically 99 hours. Game was so good, I wanted to go back and play it again. That's how fucking great it was.
So is that 100 plus hours just to beat it, or 100 plus hours to get the platinum in it?
No, to forget the platinum, you're probably getting 300 hours.
People that did it, what's his name?
Check us out. I found this site. I know some of you guys are probably gonna make fun of me because, you know, everybody probably knows this but me, but I found this site called howlongtobeat.com, right? So I go in there, I'm like, how long, you know, I punch in Persona 5, how long does the game take to beat? So the average playthrough, right, remember it took me 99 hours to beat the game, the average playthrough 94 hours to beat. I didn't fuck around with the game. I did some of the side missions where you have to save other people and stuff, but the game isn't actually rich with side missions. It's mostly the story itself. It's just, there's so much going on. It takes you 94 hours if you were just played completely straight, you know, and it took me 99, but I was tempted to go back. I'm like, oh my God, this game's so fucking good. I think that's my game of the year now, man. Persona 5 is so fucking good, you know?
I still need to beat that game, man.
Yeah, ooh, it's fantastic, bro. And it gets crazy at the end too, you know? But I think that's going to kind of do it for us. So Manny should be back on Sunday. We'll throw on your questions. So make sure to leave us questions for that episode. Should be pretty interesting and stuff. I don't know if you guys were paying attention to the chat. There's a lot of conversation going on, but I wasn't able to look at it. But, you know, thank you guys for joining us in the chat once again. Always appreciate that, you know? So let's wrap it up. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, joined by Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Go watch My Hero Academia. So good.
Brett Murdoch.
It's a real party, people.
And Adam Vale.
Hey, people, go watch that Lucha Underground. Go on Netflix. Watch
it's
it
back, baby.
It's back. I mean, just catch up. At least start with season 2. I've heard some people say, oh, well, it's all right. Let's just start on season 2. That's where all the crazy special effects and madness, stealing souls and shit happens.
All right, man. We'll see you all next time on Sunday.
Peace. Later.
Later. Peace.